My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Last week, we talked a bit about paintbrushes. This week, let's look at cleaning brushes and roller covers. Good brushes are easier to use and give better results. They do require care, but it's minimal. I almost exclusively use water-based paints and stains, so that's the type of cleanup we'll discuss. If you need to stop for more than a few minutes while you're painting, cover or wrap your brush in a wet rag. At the end of the day, wipe excess paint off the brush and back into the can. If it's warm and sunny, I'll leave a 5-gallon bucket of water in the sun. Warm water cleans brushes more easily than cold, but cold works. Pour a bit of water into another bucket and start smushing your brush up and down in it. Shake the brush out, dump the painty water, and do it again. Continue until the brush is almost clean. Put a drop of dish soap or shampoo on your brush. Continue to work the brush in clean water until all the paint, stain, and soap is out. Shake it dry, wrap it in its cover, and hang it up. Roller covers have different length nap. I like to use a 1/2-inch nap for relatively smooth surfaces, 3/4-inch nap for stucco. When you're done, scrape the excess paint out of the cover and into your roller pan. You can use a 7-in-1 paint tool, a butter knife, a putty knife, a paint stir stick, whatever you've got. Pour the paint from the tray back into the can and use your as-of-yet cleaned brush to move the rest of the paint out of the tray. During the warmer months, I'll hose out the tray. The rest of the year, I'll let the coating in the pan dry. If I'm in a rush for the pan, I'll wipe it out with rags. I only wash roller covers when a hose is available. With the roller cover still on the roller arm, aim a strong spray from a garden hose along an edge. You want to run the stream up and down the cover. This will spin the cover rapidly, and a few passes along the length of the cover will clean it amazingly well. You'll learn mighty fast to angle the roller away from you, or you will end up soaked. Putting the roller on an extension arm helps. Wearing boots or going barefoot will save your shoes. If it's too cold to wash the cover and you'll be going back to it soon, keep it paint laden, drop it in a plastic bread bag, wrap it, and label it. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.